Hello and welcome to Tysharm and Etherin, a Wheel of Time podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Will.
And we are back, or I guess we should say we're here. We decided to redo Eye of the World for any of our first time listeners. This will replace our first episode, huh, Will? Is that the idea?
I think the second episode. You may have just listened to the first episode, and hopefully you'll notice that the audio quality has improved
a little bit. We didn't really know what we were doing back then. We were just using Skype. I think I was just using my earbuds on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Me too. Yeah. So we were, just figuring stuff out. And recently we decided to kind of redo a few of the first couple of books.
Yeah. We had some pretty egregious spoilers in our attempt at doing. And it was not on purpose. It wasn't like my buddy spoiling Avengers Endgame on Facebook. It was more just we were enthusiastic and we were having fun talking about the book and we didn't really have a lot of notes. And so we sort of meandered, and sometimes we meandered a little bit too far.
Right, exactly. And so we decided to redo it to both avoid spoilers and to maybe go in just a little more detail because we kind of changed our format up a little bit.
Right.
Originally, we were doing very brief summaries, and I think in our most one of them lasted up to 11 episodes. So,
we're slogging now in the later episodes. So it's some of those books are like door stoppers.
Right. So we decided that we'd like to go back and redo this and take a few episodes to kind of dig into it. So if you're wondering, hey, where is Eye of the World in your kind of review summary of it, you're going to have to jump further forward into our archive because it's in January of 2021. And we just put this here to tell you, hey, go to go to January of 2021.
Choose your own adventure, really.
Right. If you want to start there. Also, we want to kind of give, I guess, a little bit of an explanation of what our philosophy on spoilers are. So if you're we say we're a no spoiler podcast. However, if you're the kind of person who says having any detail from the future of the books mentioned is spoiling it, then
we're probably not the podcast for you.
Right. Yes. Our philosophy is that a spoiler is only a detail that truly spoils the narrative, that gives away something that would otherwise be a twist or really lend towards a kind of a surprise later on.
Yeah. Whereas legit, in some cases, if you're reading the books for the first time, you may not realize something is important, or it may not be as interesting as it would be if you go back and reread. And so I don't know. I think there's some value in being oh, pay attention here, or, kind of a vague sense of this is something you should be interested in.
Right. Exactly. There are thousands, literally thousands of characters in these books.
Yeah.
And particularly by the time you get to about the halfway marker, you're being introduced to new characters almost every 20 pages.
At an impolite pace, really.
Right. I mean, they'll give you, here's this person's name and here's a description of them. And sometimes it's this person doesn't seem all that important. And so it won't be until a book or two later that they show up again and they're, might be really important and you forget where
you don't know if it's either, random tavern servant number three that a character dances with that never comes back again, or this is going to be a main perspective character in the next book. You just don't know.
So we try to kind of help out by not spoiling things, but also kind of giving you a little bit of a heads up. Hey, this is important. Or and sometimes and we don't do this as often because, this could be arguably a little more spoilery, but we will tell you, hey, don't worry about this.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So because there are times where Jordan will spend a long time describing something or a character or whatever, and you think, oh, this must be really important. But it kind of turns out that was a whole lot of nothing. Maybe at some point he had a plan for that.
Right.
It kind of just trails off. And so it's saying hey, you read that. It's good stuff, but you don't have to remember it.
Yeah, for sure.
That I would say kind of gives you an idea of, you know, whether you're the kind of person that is like, hey, I want to experience it as if I don't know anything at all for the first time, then, you know, hey, join us on the reread, because
there you go.
I think you'd enjoy it. But if you're the kind of person that appreciates, hey, here's a little guidance, here's a little explanation that might help you, we think, enjoy it even more. You know, for example, in this Eye of the World, there are just a lot of phrases thrown at you for the first time.
Right.
And so, you know, we're going to try to kind of help define some of those so that...
Right. In a non-spoilery way, but also maybe a little bit more context that is useful that can help you understand what's happening, maybe.
Right. And I think there's just a lot of that to be
had. Yeah, this is the thing. Like, you get a couple of books in and suddenly it's like, oh, that makes more sense. But if you, like, are lost and just don't continue reading after the first book, then you would never know. You would miss out on that stuff.
Exactly. And so our hope is that we're only enhancing the experience of reading it for the first time. And occasionally we will say, hey, well, we know that this is important later. If that bothers you, we're sorry.
And one more thing. If you're bothered by mentioning Harry Potter or Disney World or BattleTech, I'm sorry. It's going to happen, you know?
Yeah. If random Pokemon and the Avengers and whatever other random thing, that's just our MO.
We are going to compare it to Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, you know, it's going to come
and
up.
And also the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Absolutely. So if the millennial pop culture touchstones are offensive to you, then also this is not your podcast.
Right. If you're annoyed by it not being 100%, I was about to say World of Warcraft focused, this is Wheel of Time focused, then, you know, sorry. There are plenty of other Wheel of Time podcasts. That's cool.
On what we believe is a good note, what you can expect is that we are never going to stray into the area of politics. That's something I don't know. My feeling is you're reading fantasy because you want to escape. And so...
Yeah, you don't want to like a lesson, which admittedly, there's plenty of fantasy that does that. It's not usually what I'm looking for either. And to be fair, Jordan really doesn't do that. That's not his thing either.
And I figure you guys probably don't care what our political views are. You'd much rather hear just some, you know, talk about...
I would say we've done our jobs if you couldn't tell what our political views are.
Exactly.
After listening to this whole podcast, probably be a good thing. I think we've had like one discussion like off topic that was... not political, but but anyway, generally it's not something we do. And another thing we do, and this has been a real challenge for me, it's been kind of fun, is we try to avoid profanity.
Right.
And that's not something I'm very good at personally, having worked in restaurants for many years, but it's been nice.
We are a safe for work podcast. If you have kids or teens that you're trying to get into Wheel of Time, then this is actually a pretty good podcast to listen along with them if you're, you know, reading it together or something. Part of that is when we started this podcast, at least, tried to kind of look around at all the different podcasts. And, you know, one niche that I felt like, you know, had not really been filled was something that was a safe for work option if you were just wanting to hear a bunch of profanity. And no offense to our fellow content creators, who some of whom are good friends, I guess, at this point, we kind of feel like,
yeah, for real,
who have a different brand. We actually were on the Black Tower podcast, who
I think,
you know, they're great guys, and they were so sweet. They even offered, they made their the episode we were on safe for work just because of us.
Right.
So that is not their usual fare. So and that's an awesome podcast you can check out too. Guys, we're glad you're here. Again, if you're looking for Eye of the World, you're going to want to go into our archive a couple of years into the future.
Right.
And you'll find it there. Wherever you get your podcasts, like, subscribe, give us a review. We love to hear, even if you've got some, you know, negative feedback. I think at this point in the podcast, we kept saying we still haven't gotten a 1-star review. And we quit saying that, even though we still haven't gotten a 1-star review. I think it's because, I don't know about you, but I didn't want to push our luck anymore.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Hard.
We have a website at tsmpodcast.com. There's a contact form on there. You can fill it out. Whatever you know, if you say, hey, whatever, I like this, I didn't like this, we respond to it on our show update episodes when we do a mailbag sequence. I will warn you, though, the show update episodes are spoiler episodes. If you wanted to hear the mailbag segment, it's usually at the very end, though. So that's when we reply to viewers like you. So anything else, Sam, before?
Nope.
All right. Well, why don't you say it?
Until next time, Tysharmanethra.